Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the last 25 minutes of this show today.
And they'll be glorious.
They will be glorious. Bring glorious on. Make glorious great again. That's our theme. Here on Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues, the name of this show. Today, American Family Radio is the name of the radio network. I'm Tim with Ed. Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. And now Steve Paisley Jordahl.
What you're saying is he's
Red Pepper Jordahl today.
What you're saying is this show heretofore has not been glorious. I listen.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Yeah, thank you.
For bringing here to making sure people understand
this. That's right.
We lose the word heretofore, this country's over.
We're done for.
We're done for. And so we're keeping it alive heretofore.
Doing my part.
Doing your part. So that shirt you got on is not Paisley today.
No.
It's what?
It's red. It's Steve Red Chili Peppers Jordahl.
It's Red Chili Peppers, yeah.
Are you like a fan of the band or something?
No.
Oh.
No.
You like Red Chili Peppers?
I like chili peppers. Can't be too hot.
Not particularly. I don't mind them. This is just a shirt I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah. It's cool. I like it. That is sharp.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you want to start with, Steve?
Well, can we continue the discussion on the debate last night?
Let's do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can I give a shout out to Chris Woodward, reporter?
Yeah.
So Chris yesterday came in late. He came in because he was going to stay and cover the debate. So
For
American Family News. So he gets to the office, noon, 1 o'clock. And when I come in this morning, there are probably 30 clips that man got.
What do you mean by clips? The things we play.
30 bites. 30 yeah. little segments of audio that he cut up.
He did a yeoman's job there.
I mean, so I do what he does sometimes.
Right.
I'm lucky if I get 5 to 6 because I'm listening, I'm trying to take notes, and then I'm going back.
He did 30 clips that we can play here.
This guy just can't stop.
No,
whatever you want, you got it, man.
Well,
kudos to Chris.
He is a bit of a show off. I mean, let's be honest. I wouldn't tell him that if he were here.
You keep poking fun at Chris, and our listeners don't like it.
I know.
They light up Facebook when you pick on Steve or Chris.
Right. Their fan clubs come to their defense.
They do.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Well, okay, so one of the things that came up at the debate last night was the southern border, immigration at the southern border, and particularly the crime, mostly headed by cartels in Mexico. The government there does not have a strong control on the northern part of the country. This is where the mules bring the fentanyl over and the human trafficking. It's all done by organized crime. We call them cartels. And two of the candidates, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, had something to say about that. Why don't we listen to we'll start with Ron DeSantis, cut 8.
As Commander-in-Chief, I'm going to use the U.S. military to go after the Mexican drug cartels. They are killing our people. And the stories that I've seen in Florida, we had an infant, 18 months, parents rented an Airbnb. And apparently the people that had rented it before were using drugs. The infant was crawling, the toddler was crawling on the carpet and ingested fentanyl residue and died. Are we just going to sit here and let this happen, this carnage happen in our country? I am not going to do that. So I guarantee you on day one, this border is going to be a day one issue for me as president. We're going to declare it a national emergency. Yes, we'll build the wall. We'll do remain in Mexico. But those Mexican drug cartels are going to be treated like the foreign terrorist organizations that they are.
Whoa.
It's one of those moments.
Let me just play the second one, too. Yeah. We can discuss both of them. This is...
Then Ed's going to be the liberal.
That's right. We can have him do that.
So get ready, people.
That's
Ed,
right.
The liberal.
I'm about
here
to deliver.
This is Nikki Haley, and the question to Nikki Haley is set up by by one of the moderators from Univision. Her name is Ilia Calderon.
Well done. Right. Ilia Calderon.
Gracias.
Ellie Mae. I think that means Ellie Mae in English.
It does. Ellie Mae Calderon.
This is cut dose.
Mexico is the United States' most important trade partner in border security. You say you will send special operations to attack the cartels in Mexico. So, this means boots on the ground, drone strikes.
It means special operations. It's how we deal with our terrorists. And what you need to do is understand that Mexico's not being a good partner if we lost 75,000 Americans last year. Mexico's not being a good partner if they're letting the cartels get away with what they're getting away with. What we will do is we will make sure that we send in our special operations and we will take out the cartels, we'll take out their operations, we'll take out anything that's doing it. But we're going to go after China because China is the one sending the fentanyl in the first place.
All right, here's my take, which Tim knows what I'm about to say, so he characterized it as liberal. Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'm just preparing our listeners because Steve and I want to step back.
And if lightning is going to strike, I want to be
And let you have the spotlight.
Okay, so I think both as foreign policy strategies, I think both Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley are wrong. First of all, they're wrong. If they were planning on doing it, they were wrong to tell the world. Special operations are secret. Okay, you don't tell the world what you're going to do. But second of all, it's an invasion. Okay, it is an invasion into a sovereign country that is our southern neighbor. To me, the proper role for the U.S. military, we would ask Mexico, do you need help in stopping these cartels and getting rid of them? And if they ask for that help, we say yes, and we do it. But here's the problem, and this was mentioned last night. Two problems, in addition to the fact that that's an act of war, and that should have to come from Congress, not the president. The Congress needs to declare a war on Mexico.
But the president's a commander-in-chief.
He is, but that to me, the War Powers Act is only for, and Ron DeSantis hinted at that in terms of emergencies, but there's supposed to be a limit to how long the U.S. president can order military activities. But here's the additional two problems. First of all, fentanyl and other drugs are coming to this country because American people want it. We, in a sense, are partners with the cartels because people in this country, whatever the percentage is, want the drugs. You can't just blame it all on Mexico's lack of activity. And then the other thing I was going to say is that the majority of fentanyl may be mass-produced in Mexico, but the chemicals for it are coming from China. So if you really want to talk about...
That's what Nikki Haley said.
Yeah, if you really want to talk about... using military force to interdict the drug fentanyl from coming, then why don't you say we're going to attack China? All right. And the reason is because we could get our head handed to us, but Mexico can't stop us. So we're going to impose our will.
Well, maybe that's why they're saying that they want to attack Mexico and not China. I agree with you.
In terms of policy. Yeah,
as far as the geopolitical realities there, but you can't, I don't think you can say we're going to, now, there's all kinds of pressure you can bring to bear on China, financially, politically, however, in the world opinion, whatever you can do. But we're talking military action. And
But as a foreign policy statement, if you're going to justify military action by saying anyone who allows us, our people, to be hurt, that's a terrorist act, then you have to be consistent.
Well, we're having a proxy war in Ukraine now with Russia. Why not a proxy war in Mexico with China? I mean, I'm not arguing for it.
You know, that's
a
country song.
That's right.
Right there. I think you got the makings of a country song. You know what? This is – you bring up some very good points, Ed, because it is complicated what's going on at our – Now, it's not complicated in terms of Biden letting millions and millions and millions of people pour into our country from around the world. He should be impeached for that every day, all day. I'll digress. It's just amazing to me that we, as a country, are seemingly helpless at stopping an invasion by millions of people into our land who are coming here, and we don't know who they are. And they're coming here from around the world. Now it's a cottage industry, Mexico. People know, come from Africa, Caribbean, China, whatever. They go, well, you need to, you need your travel plans need to include Mexico, and then come up and go to the border and then cross and get your welcome wagon packet from the border control agents, and then be on your way to Chicago, LA, Seattle, New York, wherever you may want to go. So, unless Biden were to be impeached by the Congress, there's nothing you can do to stop him from ignoring our border laws.
Well,
I want to get back to the militarization.
So what happens if we send in special operations troops and the Mexican army shows up and now we're at war with Mexico? All right, what if they shoot back?
Are you talking about what DeSantis and Nikki Haley said they were going
to
do?
Yes, and they announced it to the whole world on stage. Mexico heard it, and what if Mexico says, no, you don't? If we detect special forces entering our country, we'll shoot.
You're talking
about...
That's
the problem with starting something that you... Unintended consequences.
Just to be clear, to distinguish... What you're criticizing is the idea of the United States military special forces being used to go to war, if you will, with the Mexican cartels on our border. That's what you're saying.
Without Mexico's permission, yes.
I don't think you'd have a problem getting Mexico's permission. I know that there have been talks about Mexico asking for or allowing help. I know it's a dicey thing, but I think you could make competent president could make the case that we're not at war with Mexico. Mexico, we're not going to come in and grab any of your territory. We're not going to kill any of your citizens. We are, in effect, just taking care of the cartel. No different than Israel going and
cartel members are Mexican citizens. And if Mexico says these are rogue citizens and this is organized crime, and we don't have the wherewithal to deal with them, we are asking the American military to come in. But as far as I know, Mexico has never agreed to that.
Yeah, excuse me, fellas, live radio. And
you're about to sneeze?
I'm about 10 seconds away right there.
I think it went away. Okay.
Okay, so I there's also the... What's the Latin phrase called for not being able to use U.S. military?
Posse comitatus.
Okay, now
that's in U.S.
Yes, now that wouldn't necessarily apply here, because if you're using the military in a foreign country, i.e., Mexico, right here, I think Steve, you may be. I don't think Mexico is going to sign off on using U.S. special forces inside their country.
Because you're going to kill children. You will kill children if you attack the compounds held by drug cartels. That's a big deal. There's going to be collateral damage. And anyway, listen, yeah. I'm not denying that this is a very serious problem, but several of the candidates in the debate last night said, it might have been Vivek Ramaswamy, and I'm not just saying that because I like saying his name, but I think he did mention the fact that we have a drug problem in this country and we might need to attack it on this side of the border as well as shutting the border so that fentanyl and other drugs can't.
Well, I got an idea. Why don't we declare a war on drugs? That's never been happened, huh?
Well, that's true.
Do you say the word fentanyl? Is that how you say it?
Fentanyl? Yeah.
Fentanyl?
That's the way
it is. Anyway, The strategic points of using special forces to deal with that drug problem at the border aside, I think what Governor DeSantis said was absolutely tragic and right, that this fentanyl is poison, is killing thousands and thousands of Americans. I don't know how many.
And Steve, you even mentioned I think one day, maybe this week or last week, that sometimes cops die from it just because they get it. It's on money and.
There are stories of exposure so slight as that someone either frisked somebody or picked up cash with fentanyl on it, and it was.
What does it look like?
Is it a powder?
It's a powder, I think, in its raw form. But what they're doing is they're packaging it in pills, in candy.
Why do people take it?
It is a legitimate drug that can be prescribed by doctors for certain things in controlled amounts.
Have you ever had a prescription for fentanyl?
It's not a horse dewormer, is it?
No, I don't believe it is. But here's the thing. People don't take fentanyl to take fentanyl. Most people. What they do is they get their dose of heroin or of amphetamines or whatever, and it's laced with fentanyl. It's laced
to give
with fentanyl
it more of a kick.
More of a kick, more of an addiction. Let me also say this. I know we're debating whether or not we can use the military and what the Republicans are saying about this. It's going to have to be the Republicans that solve this. The Democrats are absolutely and completely out of touch with this. I want you to hear a conversation between Jake Tapper on CNN and the Congresswoman Arianna Presley. You're gonna shake your head at this.
She's a member of the squad.
A member of the squad.
Ayanna Presley.
And this conversation went on for 3 minutes, and the pertinent question that you're going to hear, he posed to her three times, and she answered the same way each time. But listen to this disconnect. Cut 11.
No doubt about it. Our border is secure, and we're in the midst of a humanitarian crisis. And we have to fix a broken system.
It is secure? You think the border is secure or it is not secure?
I believe that we are in the midst of a humanitarian crisis, and there needs to be federal investment to support those migrant families. And I work with a number of those community-based organizations on the ground, and they need more support. They need more federal support. This is a humanitarian crisis, and it's the consequence of a number of longstanding broken policies. That are very consequential for asylum seekers, TPS holders, and DACA recipients writ large. But that is a conversation for another day.
Sure. I don't disagree with this being a humanitarian crisis at all. But just to get some clarity on this, and sure, that's a conversation for another day. But do you think that the border is secure? Is that what you said?
Yes, the border is secure.
That went on for another 2 minutes, and she said it.
She doesn't believe her own words. Did you hear? She's pausing there, and she's saying that was, what was her name?
Ayanna Presley.
And she's a member of the squad. She's with AOC and that bunch, right?
Yeah, and she just
far lefty,
and she contradicted her own statement.
No, I noticed
there's a crisis at the border, but it's secure.
Yes, she double talked. She says it's a humanitarian crisis on one hand, and I would say yes, ma'am. And the humanitarian crisis is caused because the border isn't secure.
Yeah, this is the way the squad and the far left think, though. They think, because she says in this interview, she says asylum is a human right.
Yes.
So her view of the reason why there's a crisis is that all those people are rightfully coming across the border to escape their situations.
Right.
The crisis is we don't have enough money there to help them settle in the U.S.
For the far lefties like her, even having a border is immoral.
If it keeps asylum seekers out.
Yeah, so... She believes, and they're getting some pushback even in liberal New York for this view, AOC and others, because it's funny to watch New York, who was peering down their liberal nose at Texas and Arizona, saying, "How dare you treat those migrants
tisk tisk
that way? We are come one, come all. We're a sanctuary city." We're welcoming here in New York. And then when 110,000 now more coming to New York, now they're going, wait a minute, we didn't really mean that.
Like Martha's Vineyard. Remember when they started showing up there?
Right.
They all scrambled and they said, well, we're going to have to put these folks on the the continent.
You got to get these smelly people out of our town. But Texas and Arizona, you need to take them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the guy in New York, the mayor of New York, you know.
Eric Adams.
Yeah, he's crying now, even though he talked down about Texas and other places until it affected his city personally. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to this woman. What's her name again?
Ayanna Pressley.
Yeah.
No relation to Elvis.
Yeah. So they believe, she believes, she wouldn't quite exactly say it like that. She said humanitarian crisis because what she means is, as we just said, we ought to let everybody in the world come here who wants to come here to the U.S. We ought not even have borders. That's what they really believe, these far lefties. And we need to give them a welfare and money. That's what these people believe. You go, well, that's crazy. That's crazy world stuff. Yeah, but that's what AOC and these other people. That's what they believe.
You have liberals wanting in blue states wanting to give driver's licenses, and eventually voting rights.
Well, everyone, including Biden. Remember that we've talked about this before. Remember they had the Democrat presidential debate back before the last election. They were in Miami, and there were like six or seven of them or more on the stage. And the moderator said, including Biden, the moderator said, raise your hand if you believe in giving free health care for people who come undocumented immigrants. That's how they phrased it. I call them illegal aliens.
Right.
Okay. All of them raised their hand. So that what they were saying, including Biden, the Democrat Party believes this. You must provide housing and health care for anybody who comes to America illegally.
That's the law in New York.
They're trying to get that changed.
But
that's what the Democrat Party believes as a party because they all raise their hands on that. So you wonder, well, are you surprised by the people coming here now by the millions because they have incentive to because Biden and the Democrat Party say, y'all come. We'll take care of you.
Well, and just last Friday, Fox Digital got a hold of some images of some ID cards that the federal government in Immigration and Customs Enforcement wants to give to illegals. I'm reading from Fox News. New images obtained by Fox News Digital shed light on the Biden administration's planned ID for illegal immigrants as officials look for ways to track the volume of migrants being released into the U.S. And these things look like, for all the world, like driver's licenses. I mean, I'm showing it to Ed right now. These are IDs that they're going to hand out like candy. And now, by the way, they're not undocumented anymore.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, I want to explore this another day, but I think I'm thinking we need to cancel asylum.
If it's going to be abused.
Yeah, just cancel it.
Yeah.
At least temporarily.
As a reason.
Just say the United States federal government needs to say we temporarily suspend asylum because it's being abused by millions of people, and we're going to have to figure this thing out.
So, in other words, we're shutting down the border. Unless you are legal, you can't come across.
And no more claiming asylum.
Right.
Because everybody who comes here is claiming asylum.
And that was with the instruction of the Mexican government, by the way.
Yeah.
They told them how to claim asylum.
So, all right, we'll be back tomorrow with Trivia Friday. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thanks to Fred, Alex, Adam, Ed. We'll see you back here tomorrow, everybody.
If you have the means, would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way? Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 babies. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com.